Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Soulful Healing Talk Show. Thank you for being here with me, guys. I really appreciate love that you choose to chill with me every Saturday night in this hour. It makes me so happy to see everybody, you know, logged on, saying hi. You know, eagerly, I'm so happy you guys are with me. Thank you so much. Everybody on Facebook, welcome all for being here. I really appreciate the love, the support, you know, the comfort. And I would love to hear from you guys. Would really love to hear from you guys. Tonight, you know, we're going to talk about the power of the mind and how crucial and vital it is to our liberty here in this lifetime. you know, we're going to talk about that. And I know, I just want to say thank you to all who is on Facebook tonight. Marlon, Claudia, Anna, Lucette, thank you for being here. DJ Arco, Cam, Catherine, Ruthie, thank you for being here. Kern, Helena, thank you guys for being here. I really appreciate all of you. Andrew, Erin, thank you for being here. Really appreciate you guys chilling with me tonight. I love it. I love it. I can't stop loving it. Thank you so much. Okay, what is going on with my chat room tonight? Seem to be opening up as easy as it used to. We just have to wait on it. Yeah, well, let's just start talking about harnessing the power of our mind. You know, it's a very broad topic, so I know without question, nearly everyone has at least heard something with regards to the human mind power. But let me ask you, do you really understand what it means? You know, do you really grasp and understand the infinite potential that exists and is readily available to you and to me and to all of us to create, you know, the kind of quality of life limited only by your willingness or your unwillingness to conceive it as something possible for you to, you know, and more importantly, do you know how to consciously utilize your mind power? This very same mind power that we all possess without exception, and we can use it to consistently create what we want in our life. And most importantly of all, if you are not aware, are you ready? You know, are you willing and open to develop the understanding that will enable you to do so? You know, because the fact of the matter is, whether you're consciously aware of it or not, or ready to accept it or not, you're already using your mind power. You're using it every second and every minute, every day you're using it. And many of us, you know, the vast majority of us, in fact. Hi, guys. I'm back on. Yes, I missed quite a few minutes. But this computer decided to do some uploading of crapola for me, and here I am again. But I'm back. Okay, so for those who are just joining me, I am talking about harnessing the power of the mind. And I got into the show, but the computer decided to do a thing of its own. So we're going to just keep talking. We're talking about if you believe what I had said before, if you believe that you have this power, you know, and if you don't know this power, are you willing to just open your minds a little bit to accept what I'm going to say to you tonight? Because choosing to develop the understanding to enhance your awareness with regard how true that is, combined with a willingness to consciously and consistently apply that understanding, will enable and empower you to create the kind of life you want, you know? Consciously and intentionally utilize mind power provides outcomes, okay? It provides tangible results because this is what you have in your mind, this is what you focus on, this is what you believe as being yours. And it might sound irrational and illogical and quite uncommon to a lot of people, but really and truly, if you apply this power, there is no stopping you. Okay? The mind is so vastly multidimensional, it's unbelievable. Okay? And those who choose to utilize the mind power, they will get it. You know, and those who choose to remain unaware and follow the limited thinking processes, you know, they will also get it, but in a different way. We always do, regardless of which choices we make individually, we get it. Okay, you simply cannot use the power of the mind that we all possess. Okay, since that is the case, as modern day science, as well as the mystic and the sages, you know, since of the days, have made it very clear for more than 6,000 years. Okay? Wouldn't it be only logical and reasonable to learn and understand how to begin using the power of your mind so it can provide you with more than what you want and less of what you don't want? You know, remember, you can what whenever you choose to do so. It's all up to you. My nephew just came to say hi to me, guys. That's sweet. Okay, you can choose to do whatever you want. And once that choice is made, especially to reclaim your true power by learning and understanding how to use your mind power with intent and consciously use it, you know, that would be great. And what makes this mind power real, and how is it that you can truly utilize your mind power? How can it really happen? You know, well, it's due to the infusion and the integration and intricately interconnected nature of the conscious mind, the subconscious mind, and the superconscious mind, which is also referred as the universal consciousness. You know, I know from personal experience how this may sound fluky and la-la land business to you based on what is going on in this world today. But because we forget our power, we become bamboozled and get caught up in a lot of politics, you know, and a lot of chaos comes upon us. I know that. But the power of the mind can help you do more than survive. It can make you see into the future. And it can make you be ready, you know? You know, check out the results of your life so far. Think about it. And make it a choice to become honest with yourself regarding the quality of consciousness that you choose for yourself on a moment-by-moment basis. You will see the power of your mind and how it is when you start taking a stock and always been and always will at work creating each and every outcome that you experience in your life. Okay? Making the choice to become conscious and aware of how true that is, okay, is up to you, for you to accept the fact and try it out. It's the human mind that determines every aspect of your reality. And it is your individual choice or choices that determine what you will or will not experience in life. Okay? And by becoming to having a basic understanding of its power, you know, plus having established a conscious awareness of the universal laws and the spiritual principles in the universe, you know, that oversee and govern the entire process of our creation, you can begin to develop the awareness of and the benefits of using that infinite source or supply of wisdom. Yes, life is rough right now, and I know a lot of people is feeling just a lot of gloom. And rightly so, because, you know, things are really haywire. Everybody's going crazy. It's like an epidemic of demons all over the place these days. I don't know why. But you still have some power left. Let me let you know that. You still have some power left with me. And your mind power is a big, big power. Okay? And your mind power is not what many would refer to as logical or practical from the majority's perspective. Okay? Just because of those limiting teachings, which so many have been exposed to and accepted it as truth. And as a result, have been limited throughout their life. This show is providing you to look beyond. So are you willing to come and look beyond? Deeper than those traditional beliefs. Okay? And what appears as real in the physical world. To discover just how real and true things are. Okay, there have been countless studies done and experiments performed on the subject of the human mind, and it's vast. There are many abilities. I can touch on a few tonight, but I'm telling you, there are many attributes of the power of the mind. Okay, in the spiritual community, it is witnessed regularly the ability of individuals' mind power to reverse and heal illnesses and diseases. You know, it all comes from the mind. The conventional medical community considered and labeled this disease irreversible, and the power of your mind can change that, you know. And you know, you may call it a miracle because it's something outside of yourself that has happened, you know. And people tend to believe miracles only happen to just a lucky few. So how can you become more aware and begin to consciously utilize the power of the mind? First of all, it is important to understand that the human brain and the mind are not the same thing. The brain is a physical tool that the mind utilizes to process the thoughts that comes from our consciousness and enabling the manifestation or the physical appearance of one the thing, which is the thought, ideal to bring it into the physical world. The brain is that 3-pound organ in your head. The mind is something bigger, okay? More elusive to us. And there is a huge difference, okay? And there are many, many books that go into intricate details of these differences. So please continue doing your research on all of this. Okay, I don't like that my chat room is not working tonight. I don't like that at all. But that's how it goes. I was trying to fix it. Hey, Andrew, what are you saying on Facebook? Yes, I was actually going to start talking about that, about, you know, they said we use 10% of our brain. You know, they also said that some people actually use just 3% of the brain. So what about the other 90? Or the other 97? What about it? Would our source, you know, provide us with all of these resources that, and we don't use it? Is that right? You know, I think we should all try. And I read somewhere, I was watching, what was it? A movie. And the man said, you know, a lot of people said they use 10% of their brain, but they use 10% of every part of the brain, but they only use it one at a time. One part of the brain at a time. The whole brain is not utilized at one time. And I watched the movie Limitless. And when they started to use the entire brain, you feel good about life. Was wonderful to see how you can learn and all of that and pick up at all the knowledge that you had before. They just start coming together and make a lot of sense. So it looks like a beautiful thing to be using all of your brain. Check out the formula. It is awareness plus desire plus belief plus action, and that equals unlimited capabilities. It's not a complicated formula. You know, it is simple. You have the awareness, then you have the desire, you have the awareness of the power you have, then you have the desire, and then you just believe in the power that you have and put action behind it. And then you have unlimited capability. Okay? What makes it complicated is our thoughts. We start to analyze everything and our pre-established beliefs in stuff. You know, that things must be difficult or maybe even impossible to achieve because of how life is these days. You know, it seems like that. You know? And what man has done is to make this simple formula of life, you know, extremely complex and out of reach of the average person. And there are proven and simple means of developing the human mind to consciously and consistently achieve and experience what most would refer to, as I called it, miracles. We can do it. But first, you need to know what I mean by conscious and subconscious mind. The part of the brain that you're aware of is your conscious mind. Okay? The conscious mind usually set limits for you. And it's when you're rid of these limits and let your subconscious mind take over, you can do things you never knew you could. The part of your mind that you're unaware of is your subconscious mind. It's that simple. And I just want to make everything as simple as for you so you can get it. You know, check out this example. 50 years ago, experts wrote paper explaining why the human body couldn't run a mile or less than 4 minutes. Okay? Everyone except Roger Bannister thought that running a mile in less than 4 minutes was impossible. Okay? But Roger Bannister believed he could do it. And he broke the 4 minute barrier in 1954. And you know what happened? Everybody was believing that it couldn't be done, you know, and he did it. And then right after that, guess what? Other people started winning, you know, running a mile in less than 4 minutes themselves. You know, so what you think changed for the runners? You know, they didn't magically become better conditioned or out of their running style. You know what happened? They changed their belief. They know that it's possible. Okay, they were accepting it that it was impossible before somebody broke the record. Then they knew it was possible because if Roger could do it, they could do it. So it made them believe in themselves. Okay? Now, I don't want to talk about this book, The Secret. You know? That book that, you know, wrongly educated readers of the law and attraction. You heard about it? You know, I'm sure you have. You know, it's a hypothesis that suggests that we have the power to influence events and circumstances of our lives in three simple steps. You ask the universe for what you want. In essence, get your desires very clear in your mind. And don't limit yourself to any possibility. 2, believe. In the act, speak and think as though you have already received what you've asked for. And when you emit the frequency of having received, the law of attraction moves people and events and circumstances for you to receive it. Okay, and the other one is receive it. Feel the way you will feel once a desire has been manifested. Feeling good now puts you in the frequency of what you want. Okay? So this is the premise of the book. And the general public accepted it. Okay? This get rich thing, famous, you know, talented, pregnant, whatever it was, we took it and eat it up like a sweet, sweet mango. Okay? One interesting characteristic about people who believe anything they're told without the benefits of research is that they tend to have a very fickle belief system. So countless people believe the secret. And they all got depressed when the universe didn't make them skinny or didn't make them rich or didn't make them whatever they wanted, you know? But instead of blaming the gurus who presented this information the way they did, you know, they blamed the law of attraction. And they also took it personally, because what was happening is that if they weren't getting it, they were being told that, you know, they weren't wishing hard enough. You know, call me crazy, but I'm the kind of person who wanted to be empowered, not feeling disempowered. I'm not doing it right, so I'm never going to get it. Remember, happiness is not only something you feel. You have to generally work towards some happiness. Okay? Life can be depressing and disappointing for those who put their faith in these kind of schemes. So it's definitely time we empower our lives by doing our homework, okay? And figure out that the real secret is in your mind, okay? Carl Jung says it all depends on how we look at things and not how they are in themselves. Your perception is everything. Okay? And that's what makes your mind powerful. Okay? So the secret, yes, the secret is right. Yes, Andrew. Yes, the secret is right. In when it said that we need to change the way how we look at things. But it's not as easy as those simple steps. Okay, the best way is to get into the habit of thinking consciously. Okay, a lot of us not conscious, you know, especially these days. How many times you drive from work and you reach home and you don't remember how you reach home. Okay? You walk around and drive in autopilot. Okay? There's actually a name for it called confirmation bias. It's a facet of the human intelligence that has been evidenced in countless studies. Okay, the brain can only handle so much information. So it will take the path of less work whenever it is possible. Okay? For example, if you have a negative outlook in the world, you'll tend to put that negativity and unhealthy skepticism into any new information you come up. You're going to go, well, I don't think so. You may have that negative vibe that just got through in every single thing you do. But when you start living consciously and avoid this autopilot mode, you can start to use your brain as a powerful tool it is, okay? Did you know that you can use your thoughts to overcome injury and adversity? Yes, and it is even proven in the placebo effect, okay? This is evidence of it. In the medical field, placebos work in many, many ways, including sugar pills to help depression. Some people get depressed and they want an antidepressant, and they're being prescribed without them knowing a sugar pill. And it just because they think they're taking something for it, they feel better. Even 40 years ago, surgeons would perform, you know, placebo surgical procedures, and even that worked. Okay? Me personally, I try to be aware of our probable self-fulfilling prophecies. Okay? I start to be aware of it. If I wake up with the attitude that, you know, I the world is unfair and blah, 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 that is what I'm going to be seeing most of all, because this is my perception. But if I wake up and draw my attention to the times when people help me or show kindness or when the universe worked for me, you know, the day seems better. You know, the lesson here is to choose your thoughts carefully and mindfully cultivate them. It will serve you that. And there's no secret in that. It will serve you well. You know, I know we've heard that our thoughts are things. But you know what that actually means? Your thoughts are not only things, but they're tangible. Okay? And I learned a long time ago that the key to success is to develop a winning mentality. We spend a lot of time pursuing the trivial and expecting to be successful. However, we minor on the development of the mind. And this is the point you can reach your greatest potential. Okay? When we unlock the power of the mind. You unlock a life of no limitations. Okay? Here are a few secrets to shifting your mindset for success. The first one is you must be careful what thoughts you accept. To learn how to focus the mind. The mind is always racing. But I learned that you have the power to determine what resides in your mind. Just because a thought comes to you don't mean that you have to hold it there. Okay? What you plant will always determine what you produce. You can't plant yam and get sweet Julie mango. No. You can't plant Julie and get a yam. You bring get what you plant. Okay? What you plant is what you get. Intentionally plant thoughts that are in alignment with your purpose. That is one way you're going to find the power of your mind. Because once a thought is taken captive in your head, that thought begins to create in your life. So get rid of the toxic thoughts. You know, toxic thoughts are poisonous to your potential. So they must be uprooted from the mind. And in order to uproot your toxic thoughts, you must detach from the thoughts that defraud you of your progress. Okay? Get rid of the old way of thinking if you want to live the life of an overcomer. Stop saying, I'm a loser. Stop believing that you're a loser. Stop believing that you can't do it. Stop believing that you're not good enough. You are good enough. The powerful thing about the mind is that no thought has the power to be planted in your mind without your permission. Okay? Your mind is a product of what you permit to be there. Okay? Toxic thoughts makes the mind a battlefield. Toxic thoughts keep us in a war between what is truly possible and what we perceive to be as possible for us. Okay? In order to plant these positive thoughts, you will have to pre-program your mind. And the only way to reprogram the mind is to get to the root of the toxic thoughts. Okay? And reprogramming your mind, it can be tedious, yes, but is the only way to reteach your true potential. Okay? You must plant positive thoughts by challenging your belief system. And your belief system is the key to your success or failure. Okay? When you challenge your belief system, you're able to break through the barriers standing between you and what you want. Okay? We have to challenge our habits. And challenging habits empower us to operate from a higher realm. Okay? And when we raise the conscience, we experience great results in our lives. But what I can tell you is positive thoughts cannot dominate a poison mind. So you must renew your mind daily. Unlocking the power of the mind has been renewing it by renewing it daily. Okay? We are good at maintenance of the things that we purchase, our homes, our cars, our machinery, whatever it is. But we don't maintain our mind. Okay? And whenever you don't maintain something, it will actually malfunction eventually. And the mind that is neglected will produce a defeated life. A wasted mind is one of your greatest regrets. Okay, so renew your mind regularly. Renewing your mind is scrutinizing what you think and how you think. Okay? Your thought process is what you think, and your thought pattern is how you think. You must fill your mind with the kinds of thoughts that push you forward in life. Okay? And know that inconsistent results are the product of unintentional thinking. If you don't like what you're producing, you need to change what you're planting. Okay? You can allow your mind to be a place of victory or victimization. It begins with how you think. Okay? And talking about this. Have you ever heard about the pineal gland? It's also known as the third eye. Have you ever heard of it? You know, the seat of the soul and the spiritual gateway. That is what it's called. This pineal gland. It has many names. Okay? There are seven chakras in our body, and the pineal gland is the sixth one. All of the chakras should be balanced, as we've discussed many times on this show, for the optimal performance of the body and mind. And the pineal gland activation, it will help the sixth chakra reach its potential, okay, and which includes clairvoyance, the psychic abilities, the imagination, and dreaming. And other benefits include, and not limited to, telepathy and a greater level of perceptiveness that can go beyond this three-dimensional world. There are three crystals in the pineal gland too. And the three crystals are apatite. Apatite helps with the inspiration and the spiritual oneness and the psychic enhancement. You have calcite. Calcite is for the expansion of your powers. And magnetite. That aids with meditation and the visionary purpose. And the pineal gland activation will be a part of us stepping into our full power. Okay? All these traditions have known this, which may explain the Egyptian mystery school of focus. They focus on the eye of Horus, or the third eye. Yet the pineal gland wasn't given the third eye just for any random reason either. Okay, when it was dissected from the brain, it was found that the pineal gland actually contains photoreceptors just like our own two-seeing eyes, is actually activated by light transmitted through our eyes. Okay, pineal gland activation will awaken our mind's ability for prophecy. Okay, and a person who has achieved this gland activation will experience increased psychic awareness and psychic talents. And some people believe that supernatural powers will be initiated with a pineal gland activation too. Okay? They said that the pineal gland is a link between the physical world and the spiritual world. So if these benefits sound like something you'd want to, you know, experience, the next step is to learn how to achieve the activation. Okay? And the most important step to activating the pineal gland is to raise the frequency in the body. And this can be done through meditation, visualization, yoga, chanting, dancing, drum sounds, okay? And any of these methods would open your third eye and help you able to see beyond the physical world. And of course, with everything, it takes practice. And you'll be able to do this faster and more often. Okay? Certain sounds can also activate it. Can go to N. When you do it, you can feel the vibration up there. You can do the M. Or you can do the that will activate it. It stimulated the sound. It put a light pressure on the pineal gland, which stimulated and activated. And light is one of the stimulators for the pineal gland. And you can do a meditation that includes a beam of light. One method is to close your eyes and focus all your thoughts on the pineal gland. And it is, remember, it is in the middle of your brain. Okay, and send beams of light to the following location in this order. Your front side, the back of your head, the left of you, to the right of you, straight up and straight down. Okay, activate it with that light. Breathe in deeply through your nose and then exhale through your mouth. You know, and that will help activate your eyes. But let me just tell you, unfortunately, for most of us, the pineal gland has shrunk and has become deactivated, mostly due to all of the Babylon system. You know, to dumb down more the population and strip them of the knowledge and power so we can be more controllable for them, you know. And this is done The one way it is done is with fluoride in the drinking water. Okay, and despite what they tell you that it's good for you, it don't help your teeth. And it actually accumulates in the pineal gland, contributing to calcification of that gland. And the other culprit is calcium supplementation. Because that basically consists of ground up fossils or bones, okay, converted into powdered capsules. And this kind of calcium is toxic for the body. It comes from dead matter, not living. And it also leads to the calcification. Okay. It is important to distinguish the difference between the synthetic fluoride and a synthetic calcium versus the organic fluoride and the organic calcium. Okay? If received from plant sources, vegetables such as, you know, if it comes from natural sources, like the vegetables or organic foods, the calcium and the fluoride is a healthy essential, but the synthetic ones are hazardous. And when the fluoride and calcium are synthetically manufactured, okay, you have a lot of things added through it, a lot of things. And even this synthetic fluoride and synthetic calcium, they are added to a lot of stuff. Also, like your water, your vitamin supplements, your toothpaste, you know, all kind of things these synthetic minerals are. And they have a detrimental effect on the pineal gland and a lot of other organs of the body. But there's some good news in it all. Okay, the good news is that the calcification of the pineal gland can be reversed. You know, herbs such as ginkgo and ginseng and parsley and cilantro mixed together, you know, are potent plants, and they stimulate the mind and they decalcify the pineal gland. Tamarind fruits, okay, even the fruit from the tamarind tree is extremely effective at removing fluoride from the body. Okay, so try that out. You can take a washout with it. The pineal gland can be activated, you know, through spiritual exercises, you know, by centering yourself, you know, in your heart, not your head, so we can return to our true source of power, and from there can use the pineal gland to manifest. You know, the activation of the pineal gland is a sure step on the way to us reclaiming our birthright. Okay? The mind plays an important role in achieving every success and goal. Minor everyday goals are major goals with minor day-to-day goals. You know what you want to achieve. But when it comes to major goals, it's different. You may have a vague idea, but it's not enough. To accomplish anything and use your mind power, you have to know exactly what it is you want to do in order to focus your mind on a goal. You need a clear and well-defined goal. And how do you go about that? You have to think and find out what is it you really want to accomplish. You know, and this may not be a simple step, and it may require a lot of deep thinking on your part and investing time into figuring it out. After discovering what you really want to accomplish, you need to come up with a plan for action. You need to know what you have to do first and how to proceed. And all of this requires planning. That means using the power of your mind. And after deciding on a goal and coming up with a plan, you need to hold your mind clear. You need a good mental image of your goal. And this step requires that you use the imagination, which is another power of the mind. Not everyone can visualize clear mental images, but regular training of the imagination can do wonders. Okay? At this point, you have to have some patience, self-discipline, and persistence. You can use affirmations, okay? Because what you affirm sticks into the subconscious mind, becomes part of the subconscious mind, and consequently, it affects your behavior and your actions. If your affirmations are positive, they will help you, you know? Motivation is another mental and emotional power that require achieving success. How can you achieve anything if you're not motivated? To increase your motivation and enthusiasm, think often of your goal, about its advantages and benefits and how it will change your life. Think about it, because that will also strengthen your motivation. The thoughts that you most often think tend to come true. So if you pour your mental energy into the same thoughts or mental images day after day, it don't matter if they're good or bad, they will become stronger and stronger. And it will eventually affect your attitude, your behavior, and your action. Okay? Yes, I know it's not every thought turn into reality. A thought has to be repeated often and to be saturated with desire for it to come true. Hey, Mom. Good evening, Janice. This is Nob. Hey, Nob. Good evening, Janice. I'm enjoying your show tonight. But can you tell me about what the benefits of writing out positive things on paper? Because what it does, it brings it into reality. Writing things on paper, it brings that thought to reality. And you can always go back to it. Okay, that is what I see writing does for me. You know, doubts, fears, and worries tend to destroy what builds you. All right, girl. Was that good enough for you? Just so much on the show, almost finished. You know, imagination. Imagination is a gift. Yes, Andrew, is a gift. Andrew said, imagination is a very powerful tool. It definitely is. All right, good now. You know, imagination. The more often it is not well developed or correctly used, you know, it can have detrimental for your imagination. Few people possess the ability to control what enters into their mind. You know, they let their mind and imagination go anywhere they want to, and let any stray thought or mental image appear on the screen of their inner vision. this lacks self-control, okay? And so they may not have control of their lives. So don't let your imagination run riot. You know, control it and visualize what you intentionally decide to visualize. And you change your life in accordance with your will. You know, some people call imagination the inner vision. It's the ability to see in your own mind's mental image of something that is there. And also the ability to imagine objects, situations that do not exist. Okay, imagination is not only visualizing mental images. It's possible to visualize using all the five senses. You know, you can visualize a sound, a taste, a smell, or even a sensation. If you watch your mind, you will find out what you are constantly using your imagination for. You will see that. Okay? You will see that you use imagination almost every day in every way. You use it while thinking about your past or your future, planning, painting, writing, describing something. You use it when you describe how to get to a certain street. When you read, you know, you use your own imagination. And when you daydream, you use your own imagination. You know, if you write or paint or engage in any kind of creativity, you know, you cook, you decorate, you love to do new things, you're using your imagination right there. When you worry or feel fear, you use it too. At such times, you automatically visualize unhappy or unfortunate situations. And if you keep visualizing these negative mental images, they may eventually attract them into your life. So leave them alone. If you see your inner vision, how you want your life to be, and continue watching this mental scene every day with faith, concentration, action, and love, one day your life will look like you imagined. There are some people who say they have no imagination. There is no such thing. Imagination may be weak, but you do have it. It may also happen that your visualization, imagination is not strong, but they can visualize using your other senses, like your smell, your taste, your touch. Okay? And if you can't visualize clearly, rest assured that you can develop it. Okay? And when you research it and you do your exercises for developing your imagination, it will also improve your ability to concentrate. And as an extra bonus, you might find that you gain a power which you can use to shape and improve your life. Oh my God, the show is finishing. You know, just develop imagination. You may be surprised to discover what you see in your mind, in your inner vision. Just concentrate and figure it out. Okay? Just want to get through some stuff. You know, conquering the mind is a strong power of concentration, makes it easier to free the mind. When there are no thoughts to distract, one becomes, you know, aware and conscious of the true inner being. You know, this is the goal of many spiritual seekers and the yogis. And this is the secret goal beyond every tradition and religion. Okay? The mind is responsible for everything that happens. The world is dependent on the mind for its existence. You know, but check it out. When you're in deep sleep with no dreams, are you conscious of the world? You know? No, consciousness of the world happens only when the mind is active. In deep meditation, when the mind is quiet, sometimes the world seems to disappear. When you master your mind, you master your world. When you're able to silence your mind, you free yourself from negative habits and attitudes. The mind cannot influence the way you feel, your moods, and your behavior. Okay, when you silence the mind, you realize that you are not the mind. It's a sort of energy that occupies your attention. For someone who encounters this approach for the first time, you know, it may sound weird and silly to you. And that is rightfully so. Someone who has practiced meditation for some time or is, you know, who knows the Eastern philosophies will understand and accept these words. Okay? From this inner silence, you can look at the mind, understand what it is, and come to know its nature and how and why it works. And I want you tonight to, you know, continue your research. You know, continue your research. I wanted to talk about our inner powers tonight. Let's see if we can go through them really quickly. The power of concentration. Okay, it's the ability to focus the attention on one subject or thought, including all other unrelated thoughts from the mind. You have willpower. This is the inner strength to make decisions. These are all your inner powers. You have self-discipline, okay? It is the ability of the individual to stick to actions, thoughts, and behaviors, self-discipline, which leads to improvement and success in spite of difficulties and obstacles, because those will be there. Willpower and self-discipline complement each other and can, too, develop through special training, too. Okay, persistence. It's so easy to stop and give up. You know, when your plans don't turn out as expected or take too much time to accomplish, persistence manifests as inner strength, continues in spite of difficulties, obstacles, and failures. That's your inner strength. Motivation. Motivation is an inner driving force which motivates and pushes you towards the aim and a goal. You know, in order to accomplish anything, you need a driving, directing power. Otherwise, you know, it may never happen. Ambition is another one. Wishful thinking is not enough to make you take action. A wish is a weak desire. Only a strong desire can drive you forward to take actions, to follow plans, and accomplish your desires and your goals. You know? Ambition is closely related to motivation, desire, and enthusiasm. And then you have self-confidence. And when you have faith in your abilities and in yourself, to have self-confidence. And self-confidence leads to courage, inner strength, and stronger willpower. And you finally have peace of mind. A peaceful mind is free of the compulsion of incessant and restless thinking and worrying. Okay? So these are your inner powers. The inner powers you can develop. Okay? And we're going to face each challenge we have each day, whether it's home or work, at the store, wherever. You know, many of them are just minor challenges. But some of them require some strategy and thinking and mental endurance. And you need mental endurance if you don't work in an agreeable environment or you work with difficult people. But we have to learn to keep our mental endurance in a space that we teach ourselves never to quit. Because it's easy to give up hope these days. It's very, very easy. And you have to remember, renew your mind every day. Every day you have to renew you. You know? Listen to your intuition, your gut feeling. Listen to everything, your guidance that is coming your way. Okay? In life, before you act, use the common sense. But don't be afraid to follow your intuition, because that is what is guiding you. Okay? And remember, last but not least, the thing that will unleash the superpowers of your mind is belief. You have to believe without doubt in the deepest recesses of your heart and mind that you can and will fulfill your desires. Okay? Your intense thoughts and belief and focus in this manner will create the physical world exactly what you desire. Okay? Believe and succeed. Or doubt and do it out. So to the skeptics and the critics, I say I hope that they're happy in your circumstances. No matter how hard you work or how much effort you put forth, you're not realizing the principle of belief is happening in your life. Because maybe you believe that you're not getting anywhere and you keep believing it. So it becomes your reality. But if you look further, you'll find that every person with a track record of success, you know, they went through their trials and they believed in themselves. The next question remains is that, will you believe in you and let it happen? Thank you guys for being here with me. I really appreciate it. And I'm going to play Tobacco Mermaid song, Never Gonna Be a Tobacco Mermaid.
Well, I have burned the fire well red. This is what the ancients have said. Things and signs getting dread, yeah, yeah. I'm never gonna be a slave with them economy now. Oh, the fire burning immaculate. Kabaka be a make you know I'm never gonna be a slave to them system. Rasta now look no working at them business. Never gonna be a slave to them system. Lobster grow, do not get it twisted. Never gonna be a slave to them system. Now born a stupid in a wristling. Never gonna be a slave. Never gonna be a slave, better to be brave. Okay. I man rather do some farming, plant up a couple acres than be a faker. I prefer be a fruit seller than a teller in a bankrupt Jamaica. Bankrupt Jamaica. I prefer sell some books and some arts and crafts than see the Venn diagram on the boss man chart. They make a profit, but the last man lost. Me them not crucify on the cross. I'm never gonna be a slave to them system. Rasta now look no working at them business. Never gonna be a slave to them system. Lobster grow, not even get it twisted. Never gonna be a slave to them system. Brass now too blow, fish in a wrist bling. Never gonna be a slave. Never gonna be a slave, better to be brave. Okay. Nobody worry when the youth them a fall away. We not stick around for boost them economy. That's something they a pass. School is a fallacy. Pan all the teacher them a youth psychology. Hey, yes, education are the key, but it's not free. So them a slave you for your fee. Once you graduate and you get your degree, and your student loan you a fee free. I'm never gonna be a slave to them system. I now look a working at them business. Never gonna be a slave to them system. Last ago, do not get it twisted. Never gonna be a slave to them system. No. Born a stupid in a wrestling. Never gonna be a slave. Never gonna be a slave. Better to be brave, yeah, yeah. Cause as a rasta man in a death system, them discriminate we, intimidate we. Boss man, they never quick to incriminate. And I ask what you did to me lately. You got your wife to feed and a baby as well. Without self-sufficiency, a slavery and hell. So when the bills keep piling on, looking at the mirror and say to yourself,
dear man, ready?
All right.
Yeah. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah. What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know, nobody don't know. Me just a go and do me ting, me just a go and do me ting.
Me a do me ting.
What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know, nobody don't know. So me a go and do me ting, me just a go and do me ting. Me sure about today, tomorrow me no stress over. Just a work good me have and just step over. Yes, me now go try to put me cap on me. I'm can't reach, nah. Right now me not the most popular. So me work today to make tomorrow get better. Some of these children have it and I go on like it lasts forever and ever. Me a go and live good today. Tomorrow me not know which number apply. 1 minute to the Father me pray every day. Why me no fret and me no worry? Me have life and feed that me no go sorry. So if the morning comes and me no see the sun, the Father can say well done. What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know, nobody don't know. Me just a go and do me ting, me just a go and do me ting.
Me a do me ting.
What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know, nobody don't know. So me a go and do me ting. Do me ting, me just a go and do me ting.
Me a do me ting.
Yes, one life me have, me a go live it all me want. Me not go make nobody come and tell me say me can't pop it. Yes, with them strings, one tie me up. Because me fresh to the game, them one spoil me up. Yeah, I cut my hair like this, wrap my clothes like this. You can choose what you want, but I like this. Oh, I know I'm not perfect, but I still try. Yeah, and I'll be whatever I wanna be, cause I'm free. Nobody can control me. No one on earth can predict my destiny. That's why me no worry. Me have life and feed that me not go sorry. So if the morning comes and me no see the sun, the Father can say well done. What tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know. So me a go and do me thing. Yeah, me just a go and do me thing. Yeah, what tomorrow may bring, nobody don't know, nobody don't know. So
so me a go and do me thing, me just a go and do me thing,
me a do me thing.
Just take it step by step up the ladder, hey, me not go bad mind me brother, I stay focused on my dream.